Hello, everyone. Jenna here. Thank you so much for joining us. According to the National Health Council, chronic diseases affect approximately over 133 million Americans, and that accounts for about more than 40% of the total population. You probably know someone who has one of the chronic illnesses. Many factors can contribute to the development of these chronic diseases, and figuring out, you know, what can be done to handle them is really important and can be confusing. And that's why we're really, really excited today to be joined by Dr. Nicole Fujiyama. Dr. Fujiyama is a naturopath doctor that specializes in naturopath medicine, acupuncture, fertility, cosmetic acupuncture, auricular acupuncture, holistic health, herbal medicine, and prevention. And she had a really great post about three things that can contribute to chronic illness. And we're really excited to ask her some follow-up questions to and then share this information with you all. Hi, thank you so much for taking the time and join us.
Oh my God, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm super excited. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, and I looked at your website and I learned you're based in Torrance. So I grew up in Torrance. I went to Torrance High and El Camino.
Oh my gosh, it's so crazy. Torrance, I didn't realize that Torrance High was the setup for 90210.
Yes.
Yeah. I had people tell me they're like, they have tours, and I was like, what?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah,
I think they actually had one of the shots were done, and then Buffy was also done at Torrance High too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. It's a beautiful school.
Yeah, it is.
Wait, where do you live now?
I live in Berkeley, California. Well, I went up north for school and then didn't go back to Torrance.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Oh, you're still in California, though. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Cool. Anyway, so diverge, but I wanted to tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. Okay.
Before we get into all the chronic disease, all the good stuff, tell us a little bit about your background and what made you become a naturopath doctor.
So it's kind of a funny story. A hippie lady made me become a naturopathic doctor. It's a true story. She was like, tie that out. So I always wanted to be a doctor, but I was actually heading more towards that allopathic route. Mm-hmm. And I was like applying to medical school. And when I was in that process of like interviewing, I was also working, you know, so one of my part-time jobs was working retail. I worked at a mall, and this was in Hawaii. So I'm originally from Hawaii. And this lady walks in. I worked in that black and white store. I don't know if anybody's familiar with it, a White House Black Market. Literally at the time, all we had was black and white clothing. And this lady in like full on tie-dye walks in, and I was like, nobody wanted to help her. They're like, she's not going to buy anything. I was like, fine, I'll help. So I was just telling her, like, I don't know how we started talking, but I was telling her, I was like, oh yeah, I'm applying to med school. I want to be a doctor. And she's like, oh, you should check out this school like called Bastyr. And I was like, is that an online school? I was like, I don't think so. And she was like, no, it's like naturopathic medicine, and I think you would really like it. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. But I think I forgot about it for like a couple months. And then I looked it up and I was like, oh my gosh, this is everything I want to do. And then I just applied right then and then started and then went that route instead.
Oh, well, I think we're really lucky to have you. And the one last mention is isn't really looking at things holistically.
Thank you. Yes, I think it was back then, it was like a very, somebody was definitely guiding me like in a way that I needed to go. Yeah.
So then in your words, what is a naturopath doctor?
So I think a naturopathic doctor is a doctor that restores health and treats disease by restoring health. And so I think that's a really big difference than a lot of like functional medicine doctors or just other kind of professions. Not that they're bad, but it's just like a different philosophy and how we really look at treating a patient. And so really we believe in this healing power of nature. And I think that's a big one. So we believe that your body has this natural self-organizing healing process that, you know, establishes, maintains, and restores your health. And so if we can support that process, then we can heal things like chronic disease. And that disease is not something separate from your body. It actually is your body's way of trying to function and trying to basically get you back to normal function. So, and a lot of times it's not something bad. It's kind of like your body telling you, like, hey, there's an issue. We need to figure this out. This is what's happening. This is where it's located. Like, let's work on this.
So you mentioned healing. So how can a naturopathic doctor help with chronic disease prevention and treatment?
Yeah. So what we do is, like, we kind of find, we call them like disturbances. And so what we do is we just identify them and then help patients remove them or lessen them or kind of help them get rid of it completely by addressing like certain factors that promote or impair your health. So those are things like your diet, environmental toxins, social connections, and really they call it like the determinants of health, really the foundation of your health. And we want to stimulate your body's this self-healing ability by addressing those things. And then by doing that, these disturbances or diseases will naturally reduce or lessen or disappear completely. And we also believe that your body has this natural, like it wants to heal itself. It naturally wants to correct itself and maintain the state of balance. And so it will do that. And it will do that however it needs to. And we just,
I love it. Yeah, I love it. So while I was doing the intro, I mentioned that you had this really great post about chronic diseases and, you know, things contribute to chronic diseases. So, you know, before we get into it, what is a chronic disease?
Yeah. And so that post you're referring to was actually, I got a lot of that information from a lot of our elders in naturopathic medicine that really worked on developing kind of what naturopathic medicine is. And so there's so many definitions of chronic diseases, but I just describe it more as like someone experiencing an illness for a long period of time or a recurring illness for a long period of time that just continues and leads to side effects. And usually that happens because they're being improperly treated repeatedly over a period of time. And then their body loses that natural ability to self-heal and to kind of create this proper healing response.
So you mentioned the first factor is the inflammatory foods that can contribute to, which then they lead to toxins, accumulating toxins in the body. So what are some of these worst inflammatory food that you were talking about?
Yeah, so the ones that I've seen in patients, and you know, it can really vary from anyone, but the ones I see really flare patients are fast foods, packaged foods, processed foods, like gluten, dairy, soy. Sugar is a huge one. Any sort of food sensitivities that someone has, and also food additives, I would say those are probably the biggest ones. Again, it just varies for everyone, but kind of just in general, I've seen a lot of that contribute to inflammation and a lot of the chronic diseases that people have right now.
So how do these food actually lead to toxin buildup? I mean, we test for, like, you know, for our service, we test for phthalates and BPAs, and then we know these things like do occur in like fast food and packaged food. So in a naturopathic way, how do these things, like including sugar, how do they lead to toxin buildup?
Yeah, well, there's so many ways. So, like, for example, if you kind of look at it more from like an autoimmune perspective, if we're looking at it that way. If you're eating a lot of these inflammatory foods, just locally, it's going to cause gut inflammation, you know, and that inflammation in your gut can lead to the breakdown of the gut barrier. And if that starts happening, then those foods from the outside can get into the inside and look, they basically come in contact with your immune system there. That creates a reaction, a lot of inflammation. You can also create antibodies to those foods, and that can go directly into your bloodstream and then go throughout your body. So then every time you eat those foods, you then stimulate these antibody production, and then the antibodies can grow in your body. But not only that, they can cross-react with other tissues in your body. So even though you're eating those foods, it can affect things like your brain, your thyroid, you know, other organs in your body, other tissue in your body, like your heart, your nerves. So it can really have this very systemic effect just from eating these inflammatory foods.
That is scary.
Yeah. Yeah, so you also noted like body's ability to respond is blocked, suppressed, and fatigued as the, you know, second factor. What does that mean?
So basically what I was talking about there is just your body's ability to heal is blocked or suppressed or fatigued by these various factors. So usually it involves kind of one of those factors I mentioned before, like environmental factors. It can also be pharmaceuticals are a huge one. Pharmaceuticals really block and suppress a lot of the natural functions that you have to heal.
That makes sense. But how can some of the pharmaceutical play a role in this development?
Yeah, so pharmaceuticals, I think of them imagine like a sledgehammer and you're trying to like crack open a walnut with a sledgehammer. You know, it gets the job done, but you have this residual like damage around it, right? Like, so I think of the pharmaceuticals that way. Like, instead of using just a walnut and nutcracker that's very specific and targeted, you know, you have a problem, it has a solution. Instead, you're using this huge, like, kind of sledgehammer to just address this really big thing that creates a lot of side effects. And so I really think of pharmaceuticals as an environmental toxin in that sense for people. And so I'm not against pharmaceuticals. I think they're life-saving, but I think Americans in general are just over-medicated, yeah. You know, and we're using those pharmaceuticals to mask symptoms instead of actually looking at what is causing this disturbance, like what is causing this disease, what are the root causes, and then really targeting the treatment towards that. And it's not a problem, but if someone has chronic illness and say they come see me as a patient and they can't get off a medication, then we can work around that. It just takes more time. And just as a chronic illness patient, if you have a chronic disease, then that's just going to take time because, again, your ability to restore your health has been either suppressed or blocked or is just worn out. So we have to build that function back up. And that's really what takes time. And then if you're adding pharmaceuticals to that, which is, it's kind of like trying to go upstream when you have like a dam of water coming against you. So it's possible. It just takes time. You know, and then slowly we try to wean people off medication as much as possible, you know, depending on how much and how long they've been on and how severe things are. But for most people, they can, you know, again, once you start building your body's natural ability to heal again, then your body's able to correct itself. Yeah, and that's really the goal.
I think also people oftentimes don't think about all the bad behavior they have been doing for years and years and really want this straight fix. But thinking about how much time it takes for you to get this chronic illness, that it's probably just going to take as long to kind of let your body heal and then recover.
Yeah, so that's a really good point, because a lot of people who have autoimmune diseases, you know, a lot of times they get a diagnosis and they're like, I've had this diagnosis for 6 months or something. I'm like, they're like, I've had an autoimmune disease for 6 months. I'm like, no, you've had an autoimmune disease probably for like 10 years. And you're just getting, your body's just got to a point where it's starting to produce enough symptoms and enough antibiotics to a point where you got a diagnosis, but really this whole process started 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, imagine 10 years of your body trying to fight something that it just can't, it couldn't, you know, because it just didn't, the ability for it to heal just wasn't there and it wasn't being supported. And so, you know, you have to take that time into consideration. And I think a lot of people don't recognize that, or they just don't know it.
Yeah. So you mentioned the vitality of your body is insufficient or overwhelmed and having insufficient response as the third factor. So what does that mean?
So it's kind of like I mentioned earlier, like if you're constantly mistreating your chronic disease, then it's going to lead to suppression of your body's natural ability and its natural function to take care of this illness. So if your doctor doesn't recognize this, then they can actually drive the patient or you deeper into this chronic disease, and they can actually facilitate or promote the worsening of this chronic disease. And so I think that's something to really think about, because if you think of vitality of your body, you want to think of it as like the state of health, and each organ and system in your body has its own vitality or its own state of health.
Yeah.
And so if you're, for example, if your immune system's not healthy, but your brain is healthy, it's still going to affect the overall, you know, general vitality of your body and state of health. And so it really doesn't matter, like, if all these other organs are healthy, if you're dead, it doesn't matter, right? So it's like, you really want to look at it as a whole And so you need to really, and I think that's why our medicine too looks at it, the body as a whole. You treat the whole person, because it doesn't matter if one, you know, all these other places are healthy, if you have these other areas that are not, you need to address them. And so that's kind of what I mean when, you know, I say that vitality is not sufficient or it's overwhelmed. You know, if one organ system is not healthy, then it may overwhelm another organ system that's trying to make up for that balance, you know, and so it just leads to a more imbalance. And so, yeah, that's something that you also want to consider as well, too. And you want to make sure your doctor recognizes this, too. If not, they can be deeper into chronic illness and chronic disease. And I think that's why there's so much chronic disease happening.
Yeah. So how can we limit the fatigue that our body experiences, and how do we increase this vitality?
Yeah, so it depends on what's causing the fatigue. So you want to identify first what's causing fatigue, because there's so many things that can cause fatigue. But I think once you identify that, and you can work with your doctor on that too. So you want to look at things like, you know, your blood sugar, it could be your thyroid, it could be these environmental toxins that you're being exposed to. It could be you're just not sleeping, you know, so you really want to figure out why you are tired, what's causing this fatigue. It could be inflammation too. A lot of these chronic inflammatory disease, autoimmune disease, some of the first symptoms they have are fatigue. Mm-hmm. So once you identify what is causing it, then you can really target the treatment towards that and address it. Yeah.
Yeah. So then when you're seeing patients, how do you choose like different herbs and supplements to recommend to them?
Yeah, it really depends on the patient. Like everything I do is really customized for that person. So I do a whole intake, you know, I look at their labs, I do a medical history, and then from there, depending on what's going on, what their goals are, then I'll recommend certain herbs and supplements to them at that time. And then usually as they progress, the treatments and the supplements and the herbs and things that we do also change as well.
So how do people sign up if they want to see you?
Yeah, they can visit on my page. I have a link in my bio, and on there they have a become a patient, and you can click on that. And it gives you all the information you need. You can fill out a form, and then we get on a call and see if we're a good fit to work together and what your goals are. So I specialize in autoimmune diseases. So anyone who has an autoimmune disease can contact me and we can chat.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today and all the such great information. We're going to include your website and everything on the post promoting this IG Live. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for inviting me. Hopefully you get back to Torrance soon.
I still visit. I love how you do. Like, you get the best Japanese food in Gardena in Torrance. So I still come.
Okay, so what's your favorite place? Like, tell me.
Have you been to Spoon House?
No, but I drive past there all the time.
Okay, you gotta go. Sorry, everyone, like, who's still like joining this live, and we're just talking about food at this point. But Spoon House is it's like a Japanese style pasta place. So it's like a blend between Japanese and Italian. It's awesome. It's super good.
What's funny is that I have patients that told me to go there.
Okay, like, you gotta go. That's my favorite place.
So tell me like where to eat. Okay, so it's official then. I have to check it out.
Yes, I also like a Persian restaurant by Sepulveda and Crenshaw. I think it's called Seaside Palace. If you like Persian food, that's another good place to go.
Which one is
that? It's a Persian restaurant, Seaside Palace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you like to try Persian food, that would be the one to go in towards.
Oh, I didn't realize that was Persian. I thought it was Chinese food for some reason.
It's Persian. Check it out. It's good.
Okay, I'll check it out. Yeah, there's so many good places to eat around here, so
yes. I'm gonna send you a few more recommendations through email.
Thank you so much.
Cool. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining. Yeah. And if you're in Torrance, check out those restaurants we just talked about.
I know. Thank you so much. This has been so much fun. Thank you so much for inviting me, and I'm glad I got to meet you.
Yes, talk to you soon.
Yes. Next time you're in Torrance, let me know.
Yes. Yes. Okay, bye.
Bye.